Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What a wonderful way to wrap up the KNKX Studio Sessions for 2016 with the return of Tyrant Lizard. It was about a year and a half ago, I think. We were spellbound by this amazing Northwest trio. And now, with a brand new self-titled album out, we're thrilled to re-welcome trumpet player Raymond Larson, bass player Carmen Rothwell, and guitarist Greg Belial-Chee. Greg's just released a brand new album of his own called I Play to You and the Moon. So please, now, help me welcome to the KNKX Studios Tyrant Lizard.
Thank you.
Raymond Larson on trumpet, Greg Belialchi guitar, Carmen Rothwell bass. This is Tyrant Lizard. I want to talk to the band first about the new Tyrant Lizard record. As far as I know, these are mostly Raymond's compositions and a couple of covers. Let's start first by asking, why did you pick the covers that you picked?
We kind of tried out all sorts of things kind of as we've been a band and we've played a few other covers too. And those were kind of just the ones that stuck.
I should say it's Shenandoah and the
Don't Fence Me In.
Don't Fence
Me In.
Yeah,
we're going to play Shenandoah today, too.
Oh, great, great.
And we played Don't Fence Me In last time. That was one that I saw in a 1944 film called Hollywood Canteen. And it was performed by Roy Rogers, who came like trotting in on his horse, sang this song. The horse did a hilarious tap dance number. And I was watching that, and I thought, well, it'd be a great song to play. So I arranged it for the band with some different harmonies and everything, and then the first time we played it just felt right for this group. We played Moon River once, and that's a song I love, but it didn't really feel like it stuck with our group, just for whatever reason. So that's kind of the story behind those covers. But ultimately, we like to incorporate sort of Americana influences. So Shenandoah is like a famous folk tune and all that. So,
yeah, it's a really cool sound that goes well with this combination of players. And a term that's often found in descriptions of Tyrant Lizard is ethereal. One of the slower groups we've had in the studios. And I heard from some folks, John Schofield in particular, I remember telling me ballads scared him to death. It's like there's a lot of intensity that goes on with ballads. And I wonder what you find appealing about ballads, Greg.
I love playing ballads. I mean, yeah. I love playing ballads, but I never thought of this group as a ballads-type band. I don't know. Yeah. All the songs, I guess I'm coming from it with more of like a classical framework. And
right, okay.
In those terms, I just think of it as slow, you know? But we did a clinic at Roosevelt High School a few days ago, and the thing that I wanted to express was just try to play as beautifully as possible. And I feel like in Tyrant Lizard, the music just lends itself so well to just playing beautifully. Mm-hmm. So regardless of the tempo, or I think ethereal is also a good word too, because yeah, space is beauty and sound
right.
is beauty.
And Carmen, I think it's something I don't think about connected to young people is a sense of patience. And it seems like that's something this band has is a patience and a real intentional communication between the band. Do you find that's the case?
Yeah, definitely. I think all three of us really prioritize patience and listening and allowing space and yeah, like you said, really just being intentional about how we play and how we phrase things, and that's why I love playing with this band.
Yeah. Greg, I wanted to ask you about your new record, which is this band plus your wife, and I wonder if you could describe to our audience the differences between this act and adding vocals. It's not just adding vocals, it's a different band.
Yeah, it's completely different music, and I guess the impetus was just I loved playing with Carmen and I love playing with Ray. Like, we've been playing in projects together for as long as I can remember being in Seattle. And then just, you know, my wife, Chelsea, and I have been making music together since we first met. So it just seemed like a natural fit to just like add my favorite people into one place. It just felt right. And but I do kind of consider it a different band. We're thinking about different things when we're playing the moon music, as we're calling it. Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask about the band's, well, two-thirds of the band's relocation. Carmen, you've been in New York for a few months now, and Greg's going to be leaving shortly. I wonder if the band will continue. It's not necessarily out of the question with these modern technologies we have. Ray?
Oh, yes. We will continue. in fact, we already have some plans to go on a tour this summer. Soft plans, not like hard dates, but we know we're carving it out. I'm planning to be in New York in February, so we'll be playing then, and I'll probably be crashing on somebody's couch. and whenever they're in town, we'll play. Whenever I'm there, we'll play. And, I'm actually really excited for that whole thing. And it, you know, it feels like a pro band because we're going to meet up once a year and, like, go on a world tour. And yeah.
Tyrant Lizard is live in the studios, and they've got a brand new self-titled album out. And what would you like to play for your second song?
Gargoyles. Oh, we're excellent. Playing Gargoyles.
From the new record, this Tyrant is... Lizard, live on KNKX. Tyrant Lizard live in the studios here at KNKX. Raymond Larson, trumpet, Greg Belisle, chi guitar, Carmen Rothwell at the bass. Carmen, just recently, focus of a pretty impressive article in Paste magazine about the 10 women instrumentalists who redefined jazz in a list featuring Lil Hardin Armstrong and Alice Coltrane and Mary Lou Williams. Pretty impressive list. The quote is, your music pushes the envelope, especially focusing on timbral improvisation, extended techniques, and other unorthodox, undiscovered ways of looking at sound and the acoustic bass. Wow. Pretty impressive. What did you think when you saw yourself in this list?
I didn't really know what to think. I mean, I'm obviously very happy, pretty humbled to be appearing on the same list as many of those women.
Do you think that description had your game right?
Yeah, I think so. I do like to focus on maybe unorthodox ways of looking at playing the bass and playing jazz. In a lot of ways, I'm not sure whether what I'm playing fits within the jazz category, maybe because of that. But yeah, this is one of the bands where I like to do that sort of thing on some of our pieces.
I also wanted to ask you about your recent move to New York, leading up to Greg's impending move. And I wonder about moving to a new city. How do you connect with the musicians in that city? Was it easy for you? What are some tips for other people who might be thinking about making that move? Like, Greg, listen up.
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out. It's just been a couple of months. Initially, when I got there, I was just really focused on going out all the time and meeting as many people as possible. And I think that was really useful. But now, a couple months in, I feel like I'm narrowing my focus a little bit more to just being around the scenes and the type of music that I really, really enjoy more so than just going out to everything. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. It's going well so far.
Excellent. Yeah, I got to make a trip to New York and go catch you cats live there in the city. Greg, I wanted to ask about your new record generally, I understand the new record's based on poetry in some ways, and you've actually done some musical work in the past based on writings. And I wonder if you're a book guy, and while you're reading, you just music comes to you. Is that how it works?
Sometimes. This project, I Sang to You in the Moon, it's based on the poetry of Carl Sandburg, whose poetry I fell in love with last winter. And the first poem I read was White Shoulders. And I instantly had this reaction to it. And whenever a piece of art like hits you in that way, you kind of want to explore it deeper. So I set that piece, and Chelsea and I played it. And then I set another piece, and Chelsea and I played it. And then I wrote like 9 more pieces. And I was like, oh, this should be a record. Oh, Carmen and Ray should play on it. But yeah, I guess I am a book guy from every now and then. I'm trying to like get away from it because I feel like that's my tendency, is just like, I also have another piece that these guys have played, and I set the text to the Mass Ordinary, Kyrie Gloria Credo, and composed an instrumental piece around that. So now I feel like that's becoming a habit, and I need to like...
Somebody needs to break Greg's glasses.
I need to not read anymore. Break my glasses, yeah. But yeah, so I'm trying to move away from that, but I've really enjoyed the music that we've made around the poetry.
Yeah, it's been working for you so far.
Yeah,
Ray, I wanted to ask about the way you compose music and some of the songs we've heard, Wheels Go Round and Gargoyles. What is your inspiration for composing?
A lot of times, my best stuff comes from a deadline. So, I tend not to write things. Sometimes they pop into my head, and then I'll write it down as fast as I can and explore it some other time. But most of the stuff I write is because we have a rehearsal the next day and I feel like we need a new tune. Mm-hmm. And I sit down at the piano or just at my manuscript paper and just start getting things out. And a lot of times the best thing for me is just to fill a page as quickly as I can and then see what works. You know, throw things at the wall, see what sticks. Those particular tunes, I think, both started out at the piano. And I had something in mind. With Gargoyles, I was inspired by this John Coltrane solo on Crescent, which I was transcribing at the time. And I sort of kind of let the sound of that solo sort of filter through me, I guess, for a couple of weeks. And then Gargoyles came out. But I can personally hear a little bit of correlation. And Wheels Go Round, I think, just started out as just a 5 or 6 note melody, and then mm-hmm. I saw where it went.
We've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with this afternoon?
We're going
to
play Shenandoah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Tyrant Lizard, live in the studios on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you.